between desecration of graves and opening of testaments. Woe to you, for you built the tombs of the prophets, and your fathers killed them. Thus you testify that you also delight in the deeds of your fathers. For they indeed killed them, and you built their tombs. Luke 11, verse 47 and 48. Someone once said that, regarding the past, you can classify the attitude of people by two phrases: desecration of graves and opening of testaments. Desecration of graves is committed by those who, in a rough manner, interfere with the peace of a graveyard, where the past is buried. They relentlessly put a shovel into the ground and, without any respect, simply clear up whatever they come across. These desecrators of graves have no respect for what the dead have accomplished. They gladly allow even their remembrance to disappear. But there are others who respect the desire of the dead. They do not clear up their graves, but open up their last will and testament. They ask for what was stated there and execute it. He who desecrates a grave shows a lack of respect for the word that once was spoken by one who was alive. If that word still resonates in his soul, he would not deal so indifferently and harshly with their graves. But what does he care about the dead? If it suits him, he will even deprive the dead of that little plot of ground where they are buried. Such a desecrator wants to expand the city, develop a nice park, and plant a forget-the-past garden. Away with those graves. However, those who open the testaments deal quite differently. They look for the word of the dead, tremble before it, and show that the desire of the dead still is a factor among the living. They realize that the past extends itself to today and intervenes with it. Desecration of graves, behold, that is revolution. The opening of testaments, that is reformation. Now one can still approach all of this in a third way. That way is characteristic of people who flaunt the name of reformation, but deal in a revolutionary way. These are the people who claim to maintain the law of God, an appearance of reformation, but in reality misinterpret and abuse it and cause God's commandments to be undermined by man's ordinances, a slow revolution. This is a revolution which avoids the appearance of it. One only has to think here of the Pharisees. What is now so typical of such revolutionary wolves in reformational sheep clothes? It is this: they are only negative. They are negative about the desecration of graves, but they are also negative about the opening of testaments. Behold, they are negative about the desecration of graves. They command, "Do not touch the graves," but they know very well that this simple command is not enough. Should a grave not be marked? Otherwise, someone will inadvertently step upon it, or without knowing it, build something on top of it. Moreover, one cannot simply prohibit someone from successfully desecrating a grave unless care has been taken to clearly mark every grave. For this reason, the Pharisees built tombs, especially for the great ones. Thus also for the prophets, so that nobody would touch them. But all such building of tombs was in the end purely negative. It was not done to present the testaments of the lives of the buried ones, the essential fruit of their spiritual inheritance, into today. No, it was only a defensive act over against the revolutionaries, who wanted to walk right over those graves, and consequently were the direct enemies of the reactionaries. For it is evident, from that second characteristic of their attitude, that the building of those expensive mausoleums was no more than a negative attitude, since no one trembled for the words of these prophets whose graves were decorated, for they were also negative about the opening of testaments. They indeed built the tombs of the prophets. That was a negative gesture over against the revolutionaries of their own time. But they did not do the works of the prophets. That was a negative attitude over against the true reformers of their own time, the present time of their life. Those prophets had left a last will and testament. They said, "Live and act in accordance to this testament and execute it." But the Pharisees did not read those testaments, or if they did read them, they read them erroneously and explained them in a self-willed manner. This indeed was the greatest sin over against the author of a will. Thus these Pharisaic negativists appeared to be splendid figures, as long as they were only placed over against the desecrators of graves. They did not join the May Day singing and dancing on the graveyard. Yet, the fact of not participating in a revolution is only negative. There is no virtue in it. As rich as they appeared over against the revolutionary desecrators of graves, so poor did they prove themselves over against the openers of testaments of reformation. Oh no, they did not join the boisterous May Day dancing and singing on the graveyard, but neither did they plant the maypole on the roof of the new temple of fulfillment, which the testaments of the old prophets had instructed them to build. Let us also remember that no one serves God with a negative attitude. Not only should we oppose revolution, but also positively work for reformation and do the work of reformation. Not only over against revolution the gospel, as Groen van Prinseren said, but also over against reaction the gospel. One can build the tombs of the prophets and be willing to go through the fire for the old way and leave everything unchanged for the future. But if this labor is not a toiling by the light of the word for growth and penetration of God's eternal work from the past into our own present time, then we ourselves are like the tombs we built, whitewashed, but on the inside full of dry bones of the dead. And then we are not spiritual people who can distinguish the Lord Christ from Belial. For before it was possible to build his tomb, Christ arose, as he had said before his burial, in an expository opening of the testament of all the prophets together. And after his resurrection, that testament was steadily more opened up. It even became a new testament. In that new testament, he was even victorious over Adam, who had dug his own grave and caused his children to become desecrators of it, after he had closed shut the testament of faithfulness.